When you travel in North Ireland, you see this bloody red hand. What does that mean?
Well, it's an interesting story because the red hand is...
It's on flags, it's painted on buildings, it's on logos.
It's simply the symbol of the north of Ireland. It's the symbol of Ulster. And it's the only symbol accepted by both Protestant and Catholic communities, but for different reasons. It's the old coat of arms of the O'Neill family, if you're interested. That's their crest. And because the O'Neills controlled the north of Ireland as Catholic chieftains, that was their symbol and therefore became the symbol of the north. The Protestant colonists who came across then embraced it as their symbol as well because they wanted to create a connection with this new land that they had colonised and settled. Many centuries ago, the O'Neills wanted to become the High Kings of Ulster, and the Druids told them not to have a fight with their rivals, but that they should have a race from Scotland to Ireland in a wee boat, which is called a curragh, and it's 12 miles from Scotland to Ireland. The Druids said that he who puts his hand in Ulster soil first shall have the Kingdom of Ulster. But as they're in the middle of the race, and just as they're about to end the race, the O'Neill is coming second. And his rival is about to jump out of the boat and claim Ulster as his. So O'Neill pulled his sword from his scabbard and chopped off his left hand and then picked up the severed left hand and threw it onto the beach. And therefore fulfilling the prophecy of he whose hand touches Ulster's soil first shall have the Kingdom of Ulster. And that's why a dripping with blood red hand is the symbol of our people in the north of Ireland.
And they got the province of Ulster.
The O'Neills are the oldest royal family in Europe since the 6th century.
Since the 6th century?